In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, this is a live broadcast done for WROL and for the people who hear us over the country. Who would ever thought last year that we would not be able to have Mass in our churches? Who would have ever thought that? And yet that's the situation now. We cannot have Mass in our churches. But you know what we can do? We can have the Word of God. We can have the Word of God. Yes, the Word of God is like a two-edged sword that heals and cuts. And I need to preach this Word, especially now where we don't have Mass, especially now when people can't come to church and celebrate the Eucharist. I am going to preach today, and I hope this preaching blesses you because it's taken from the Word of God. The first thing I want to tell you is, you are not an orphan. You have been adopted into God's family through Jesus Christ. When were you adopted in God's family? Well, the Bible tells us. What then shall we say? Romans 6. Should we continue in sin in order that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin go on living in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we have been buried with him by baptism into his death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father, so we too might walk in the newness of life. You see, at baptism and through faith, we have died with Christ, and we have lived with the risen Savior. We're not orphans. We are children of God. We are the children of God. The scripture says, "Beloved, you are God's children now. What you shall be has not yet come to light. But we do know when it comes to light, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Do you know that you're God's child today? Have you given your life to Jesus? You are not an orphan. I am not an orphan. I have been adopted into God's family through Jesus Christ in baptism and through faith. The second thing I want to tell you is, you and I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We overcome the devil by the blood of Jesus and the word of our testimony. We need to share our testimony with people and be gentle, letting them know that God saves sinners, letting them know that we are saved by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, letting them know that God invites them to be part of his family as they give their life to Jesus. Maybe they were baptized, but they're not living for God. Baptism is a life, it's not a day. It's a life of faith, a life of grace. Oh yes, oh yes, in baptism we died with Christ, but we also learned to live with Christ in the resurrection of the Lord. You have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. Do you know that today? Cover me with the blood, Jesus. Cover me with the precious blood of Jesus, Father. Cover me with the blood of the Lamb. Give me a testimony that I would be able to share it with people. This is Revelation 12:11. You have been redeemed, forgiven, cleansed, justified, sanctified by the blood of Jesus. Ephesians 1:7. You have been redeemed, bought back by the blood of Jesus. Forgiven. You have been forgiven as you confess your sins. Cleansed as white as snow. Justified in the sight of God because we live by faith. Sanctified through the Holy Spirit by the blood of Jesus. So yes, this is God telling us these things. Do we know them today? Or are we living as orphans? Are we living as orphans? We are not orphans. We have been bought with the price of the Lord Jesus Christ's blood. You have been delivered from the dominion of darkness and transferred into God's kingdom. Colossians 1:13. You have been delivered from the dominion of darkness, from the devil, and transformed and transferred into God's kingdom by His grace. Oh yes, you're not an orphan. You're not an orphan. You're one of God's children, and you've been delivered from the dominion of darkness, from the devil himself, and transferred into God's kingdom. Yes. In baptism and through faith, we are born again. Born again. Born again. Oh, yes. Born again until we know that we have been born anew, have a second birth through baptism and faith. That's John 3:5. I am a new creation because I am in Christ. The old has passed away. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I am a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. I am in Christ Jesus. I am in Christ Jesus. I am in Christ Jesus. I am a new creation. Oh yes, when I see people and I see that Jesus has touched them and changed their life, they are not living with the old person that they were. That old person has died with baptism and faith. They are in Christ, and they are new creations. The old order of sin and death has passed away. Behold, the new has come. The Lord is doing something new in your life. Oh yes, Isaiah 43:19. Do not wonder and think of the past and me opening up the waters. I am about to do something new. Do you perceive it? I tell you, that new thing is in Jesus. That new thing is in Jesus. He told us not even to think about the waters opening up and the Israelites going through it. He's about to do something new. And that new thing is in Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord has amazing plans for my life. I know the plans I have for you. Plans to give you a future and a hope. When you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord has amazing plans for you. Oh yes. You are not finished yet. God has plans for you. You have a destiny in Christ Jesus. You have a destiny in Christ Jesus. You have a destiny in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I am not anxious about my life. Matthew 6:25. During these days of trial and tribulation, are you anxious about your life? Jesus said, look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, but your heavenly Father feeds them. And if one drops to the ground, he knows it. Are you not more important than the birds of the air? You who have been adopted by God in the blood of Jesus through faith and baptism, are you not more important? Are you not more important? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Do not be anxious about your life. Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like the wildflowers. And God says, the flowers come up in the morning and they're burnt up by the end of the day. Are you not more important than the flowers of the field, the lilies of the field? Hallelujah. I have been blessed in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Already we sit with Christ in heavenly places. We who have given our life to Jesus, we are already sitting with Christ in heavenly places. Do you know that today? Your citizenship is not on the earth only. Your citizenship is in heaven, and it is from heaven that we await the coming of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is in heaven that I am a citizen. The citizenship of the United States will pass away, but we are citizens in heaven, already seated with Christ in heavenly places. You are an ambassador for Christ. You represent the Lord Jesus Christ by your word and by your life. Oh yeah, you're an ambassador for Christ. You represent Jesus by your word and by your life. I was told today that there were two priests. They were not from the United States. And one priest gave a homily on the poor. The second priest told him after he finished, when they finished Mass, you shouldn't talk about the poor because the people won't come to the church. We must talk about the poor. We need to know the 25th chapter of Matthew. When I was hungry, you gave me to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. When I was sick, you came to visit me. Oh yes, when I was in prison, you came to visit me. When I was naked, you gave me clothes. Oh yes, oh yes. And they'll say, when did we do this to you, Lord? He said, as often as you did it to the least of my brothers, you did it to me. Oh yes, how we need to care for the poor. We are poor right now. We are without the Mass, and that makes us poor. But we have the Word of God, the Word of God, which is life. Thy Word is truth, John 17:17. I am seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You are too. We are already in heaven. How? How can we be in heaven when we're on earth? We are already in heaven because we have died with Christ in baptism and through faith. You and I are temple of the Holy Spirit. Do you know that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Do you know that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you? Do you know that today? You're a temple of the Holy Spirit. You're a temple of God. I have been empowered by the Holy Spirit to be His witness, Acts 1:8. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. This is what Jesus said. Whose witness? Jesus, the witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to be witnesses. We are to receive power. That power comes from God. That power comes through the Holy Spirit. How much we need that power to pray for the sick and to believe that they're going to get well. I want you to pray today for Anna. She's gone to the doctors, and God will use the doctors to do something good for Anna. So we pray for Anna in Jesus' name today by the power of the cross. Amen. I have been empowered by the Holy Spirit to be His witness, Acts 1:8. I am not timid, for the Spirit I have received is a spirit of power and love and self-control. I used to be timid, but I'm not timid anymore. Why? Because I've received the spirit of power, the spirit of love, the spirit of self-control. 2 Timothy 1:7. I used to be timid. They used to say, oh, Tom DiLorenzo is timid. No more. I want to be all out for Jesus Christ. I am timid in crowds, but when I'm preaching the word of God, I am not timid. I am not timid. I can hear his voice, John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Do you hear the voice of the Lord? Do you hear the voice of the Lord? I hear the voice of the Lord. It comes in quiet and in silence. I can hear the voice of the Lord. He is my Lord. I can hear his voice. My sheep hear my voice. Jesus said to Matthew, follow me. He heard the voice of Christ. Jesus said to Peter and Andrew, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they heard the word of God, the voice of God. I can heal the sick, Matthew 10:8. And they shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. Not only the priest, but the people. We can heal the sick by placing hands upon the sick and praying the prayer of faith. I can prophesy, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I pour out my spirit upon you today. In the name of Jesus, I pour out my power upon you today. In the name of Jesus, you are not an orphan. You belong to the family of God. You are my son. You are my daughter. I have plans for your life. Take them. Believe them. I give you new life in the Spirit, says the Lord. The Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me, Romans 8:11. Hallelujah! The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us. People say, how do you know that? Because the Scripture tells us that. But we don't live that out, unfortunately. We're wimps, many of us. We're wimps. We feel like we have no family. We belong to God. You belong to God. You belong to his love. He ransomed you by the blood that Jesus shed for you. I have the power of life and death in my tongue. Stop talking about yourself as I'm evil. I'm a great sinner. God cannot forgive me. All these are lies. Use your tongue. I am a sinner saved by grace. The power of God dwells in me. I am a son of God through the power of God, the Holy Spirit that dwells in me. Don't speak evil over yourself. Maybe you heard them by your teacher. Maybe you heard them by your parents. You don't have to believe them, because we have the power of life and death in our tongue. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to give you a future and a hope. Plans to give you and me a future and a hope. When we seek the Lord with all of our hearts, we will find him with us, says the Lord. I love Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That's the devil. Greater is Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Father who is in you, than the devil who is in the world. We have conquered the devil through the cross of Jesus Christ. Teresa of Avila says the devil is like a dog chained to the cross. But he makes a lot of noise. Peter says, be sober, be watchful, for your adversary, the devil, goes about seeking someone to devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith. And you have the Spirit living in you. Greater is he in you than he that is in the world, the enemy of our soul. I can go boldly before the throne of grace to receive his help. Hebrews 4:16. Boldly. Remember, the curtain in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and we can go before the throne of God boldly because we're children of God. We are not orphans. We're children of God. And we can go to God boldly. People say, but I'm not a priest. You don't have to be a priest. You need to be a believer. In baptism, you were made priests, prophets, and kings. This is real. Why don't we use what God has given us? We don't use what God has given us. And we're always poor me. No, not poor you. You can go boldly before the throne of grace to receive help from God. When I'm weak, then I am most strong because of his grace. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. You know, sometimes I feel my weakness when I'm about to give a talk on the radio. But the Lord says, when you're most weak, then you're most strong, because you've got to rely upon me. You've got to rely upon Jesus. I am being conformed to the image of Christ, Romans 8:29. We are being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Who does that in us? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can't do anything on my own power, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me by his Spirit dwelling within my body. I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:37. More than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Maria Vadia wrote a book, and it really talks about that. Through the whole 100-and-some-odd pages, more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who gave his life for us. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, and I can hear the voice of the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, and I lack nothing. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Why? Because the Lord is your shepherd. Oh, yes, yes. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me by still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What word did you hear today? What word did you hear today? That the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? That you don't have to be afraid? It tells us in the Bible 365 times, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of this virus. God is with you. Wash your hands. Do what you need to do. But do not be afraid, because God is with you. You belong to his family. You are his child. Oh, yes. He calls you son. He calls you daughter. This is my beloved son, Jesus, whom I'm well pleased. And in Jesus, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word became flesh in the womb of Mary the Virgin and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You can hear his voice. Be silent and listen. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.